You wish it were true tonight that the world could be exactly like Yahweh wanted it. You know, the Bible said he made man upright, but evil men begin to seek out many inventions. And that's what's wrong with the world, ladies and gentlemen, that they won't obey the word Yahweh. Notice this. Like many of the Bible's teachings, you know, if you actually look at it, untold millions of people, they want to keep the Bible laws, and they want to keep things that are right. Basically, man has been made upright. But the controversy comes into play because they will not keep Yahweh's commandments according to the scriptures. 1 John 5:3. It's real easy to understand. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Well, you see, man has turned Yahweh's righteousness into something that seems like it's grievous for the people to do. And so Satan has convinced everybody it's better to break Yahweh's laws than to keep Yahweh's laws. And so therefore, many people turn from the Holy Commandment. And one of the most important of the Ten Commandments is the fourth one. And tonight we're going to teach you, begin the series, of the joy of the Sabbath. Did you know that keeping Yahweh's Sabbath will bring joy? It will bring peace. It will bring understanding. Yahweh gave us his laws that we could enjoy our life to the fullest. But to many, these laws have become a burden, because of the way man has put restrictions, if you will. They've added things to the understanding of tradition other than teaching the truth. Now, do you know that John, chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Most professing Christians agree that 9 of the 10 commandments, with their understanding being vaguely understood, that it's wrong to worship other gods and to practice idolatry and although most unwittingly do, but most would say that it's wrong to take God's name in vain. They don't know what that means. Some feel that it is at least a good ideal to show some degree of respect to parents, like honor your father and your mother, and most generally try to do that in some cases. And yet, some are of the opinion that it's morally wrong to kill, to steal, to lie, to commit adultery, and to covet the things of others. Very few actively attempt to practice these nine commandments as a way of life. After all, they just know that the law was nailed to the cross and that they still basically accept them as the nine principles, but you don't really have to keep them. But when it comes to God's command, as it's written in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8, remember, the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Practically, all church-going people find a way to relegate the Sabbath to something that is the Jews. Or, well, we do it on Sunday. We don't do it like the Jews. They automatically think that the Jews kept the Sabbath on Saturday. And so then, the most traditional Christians use a Sabbath day, either Saturday or Sunday, and neither one of those we're going to demonstrate to you in the series here, the joy of the Sabbath keeping. Neither one of those are correct. But the command still says for us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's, again, Exodus 20 and 8, if you'd like to check that out. Or you could go to Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 3, or you could go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12. And by doing the Sabbath, by keeping the Sabbath, by resting on the Sabbath day like he did, there has to be a set of rules and a time factor involved in keeping the Sabbath day. Well, you know, it automatically brings up the question, well, Pastor Buddy, why isn't it that we are we can keep the Sabbath like on Saturday? That's when the Jews kept it. Well, the Father said in Revelations 4:23, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, as I said in John 4:23. But notice this. In Isaiah 58, where we're going to base our text tonight and build a gestalt of thinking upon the joy of the Sabbath. He said, if you turn not your foot away from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure, but do my pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh honorable. Thou shalt honor him, and by not confining or by not doing your ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then, right now, listen to me now, we're talking about how to get the joy of the Sabbath. If you will keep Yahweh's Sabbath and not turn your feet away from that day. Most people walk away from the day Yahweh said to keep it. We're going to prove to you what day he said to keep it. We're going to go into the Bible and, you know, most people say, well, we've done it this way all our life, and I know Sunday is the Sabbath, or I know Saturday is the Sabbath, or I know that the Sabbath is kept by the solar. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is a biblical way, and it's unrefutable. that you would delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will cause you, if you will keep my Sabbath, to ride upon the high places of earth. Now, what do you mean by that? Well, it's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. To obtain the high place, you must remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And not turn your feet away to the traditions of man, irregardless of what you were brought up to understand like I was. I was brought up as a Baptist boy, and Sunday was the day of the Lord. Well, then I got out of that, and I said, well, they lied to me because the Sabbath day is the Saturday. Well, I got into the Saturday keeping, and I kept the Sabbath for many years on the Saturday. And I condemned those that kept it on Sunday as being in error. Well, that's what the devil wants you to do. If he can give you two wrongs and get you to argue about which one of those is right, and in this case neither one of them is necessarily, then you can delight yourself or have a joy in Yahweh. When you study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and getting in the Bible and doing it to the Bible. And people say, oh, that old Bible, Lord of God, ain't nothing to it. It's been changed, and it's been this, and it's been that, and it's been this. Ladies and gentlemen, if we can't trust the Bible rightly divided, then pray tell me, what are we going to trust? The Bible said these things were written that you might believe. And if all of the scriptures were written, or the occasions and the examples and the testimony, if all of them had been written, the world itself could not contain the books that it would take to fill up the books, and the earth couldn't contain the weight of. Now, that's incredible. And so then there is enough of the Holy Scriptures given. I'm talking about particularly the Hebrew Scriptures. There are some problems with the latter translations. But the Hebrew Scriptures have a way of verifying their accuracy by going back and comparing it to other eras of time when the hidden manifestos or booklets or scrolls, like the Dead Sea Scrolls, for instance, it proved that the book of Isaiah, particularly because they found the whole scroll of the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, and it was intact, and just like it is in your Hebrew Bible, not in your English Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the name of Yahweh being a strong tower in the Old Testament, as opposed to the new name that they put in the New Testament. So then, what I say by the joy is knowing how to rightly divide, and it brings peace. Then thou shalt delight thyself in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with a heritage. Oh my, that's identity. That's making your blood the blood of Jacob. That's being his cause is now your cause. His family is now your family. You are the family of Jacob, and Jacob was the family of Yahweh, and you of all people of the earth, he said, I have chosen, not because you were the most people, but because you were the fewest people on the earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he said, I'll cause you to have a heritage with Jacob your father. For the mouth of Yahweh have spoken it, as it's recorded in Isaiah 58:13-14. If you will not turn away from keeping my Sabbath, from doing my pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, not a burden, something holy to Yahweh, honorable, then I shall honor him for not doing his own ways, nor finding his own pleasure, nor speaking his own words. So the Sabbath is very important. Now, the weekly Sabbath is not a Saturday or a Sunday, like I said. Lunar Sabbaths is one of the most provable doctrines found in scriptures and one of the hardest to get people to understand or to take an honest look at. Lunar Sabbaths not only can be conclusively proven from scripture, but they can mathematically, historically, scientifically, and from nature itself be proven. Now, I like the paleo language of the Hebrew because it's a pictorial language. I like the nature of the day that declares his day. And ladies and gentlemen, the moon cycles has effect both on people and on times and seasons. It is very effective in doing what it was intended to do. Now, there was two great lights, according to Genesis 1:14, that were created to control the time factor. You see, we're in a time line. We have to keep a time, appointed time, and the Bible commanded us to keep the appointed time. Now, let's go into the Bible just for a moment here, and the very first time the word Sabbath is mentioned in Scripture is when Yahweh made it known to Moses in Exodus chapter 16, and it there was connected to the moon of the 22nd, which by default, if you start the 22nd, then you know if you count back six working days, you're going to find another Sabbath, and so on and so forth. Or you can advance it from the 22nd up to the a proper time, the 29th. So all of these are default days in the lunar application. We're going to show you how to keep the lunar, how to tell time of the lunar. And it's a delight. I love the Sabbath. Oh, my. I love the Sabbath day because it's so wonderful and joy. It's a delight. I have delighted myself in the Sabbath for many years. I have proclaimed the 8th day, the 15th day, the 22nd day, and the 29th day as fixed days on a lunar cycle. Now, you got to get the beginning of the month, not the weekly, because, you see, the days are appointed through the month. And the Bible would verify just exactly. And we offer a $10,000 reward to anyone who can pinpoint a weekly Sabbath on any other day than by the moon. And Brother Arnold's going to pay my bill. He told me he would. And I believe it because I've studied right along as we have progressed in the teaching of the lunar Sabbath. $10,000 to prove a Sabbath on any day other than the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, or the 29th. Now, I'm going to cover as many as I can of 72 weekly Sabbath days that's pinpointed in Scripture. I'm going to try to give you all of them, but if I give you 30 pinpointed by Scripture to prove 8, 15, 22, or 29, that should be convincing enough. But like I said, the most provable of all of the commandments in the Bible, the most provable, and yet it's the most arguable, and the most, or the least understood, and the most opposed. by those who are fixed in their tradition of Saturday or Sunday or some other way. Now, the Bible said very plainly that they would think to change times and laws in Daniel 7:15. Well, if they have done that, and we can pinpoint the Sabbath keeping days of 8, 15, 22, and 29, and give you 72 weekly scriptural pinpoints observed by the holy men of old, and every one of them, again, was either on the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, or the 29th day of the moon without exception. And a $10,000 reward to anyone that can prove a pinpoint by the scriptures a weekly Sabbath on any other day than by the moon. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now that ought to be fair. And yet, in examining the evidence, you will see that the true Sabbath only comes after 6 work days of the week. Now, that brings up an interesting point. If there are 6 work days before you can keep a 7th rest day, which is according to Scripture, then you've got to have the evidence of when time begins so that you can get your cycles in a mathematical work, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, rest, work, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, rest, work, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the 7th day, of course, rest, and then work, so on and so forth. And if you go through 4 of these cycles by beginning the count on a new moon, that's very important here. Now, I'd like to pinpoint a very important scripture for you, one of the first that we'll use. We're going to use, like I say, we're going to use many. But this is my favorite one. Of all of the scriptures in the Bible pertaining to the Sabbath, to index, or to chart, or to establish a chart. You see, once you get a starting point, or once you get a midpoint, let's say the 8th day, if you can find out what the eighth day is, and you say, well, Pastor Ben, I never heard of an 8th day. Well, that's why that the Gregorian calendar changed the times and laws. Mr. Gregory, he changed the times to reflect the times of the whore church into a weekly, a 7-day cycle. And it repeats, cycle. But it has interchangeable alternatives. If something happens, then this procedure will come in place. If this happens, if the international dateline is too far in and too far out or whatever, and that's the gobbledygook that they try to hand you, and they've done a good job. Simply because they mathematically figured the time thing, and they gave you this calendar free of charge, by the way. You ever pay for a calendar? Very few people do, unless you want to buy a special calendar. They give them away in banks, financial institutions, grocery stores, advertisements of certain products, make it free to you, and it's all a Gregorian calendar of actually confusion. And confusion is Babylon. There's no confusion in Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1. Listen to me. Thus saith Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6th working day. No. But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. So, now, let's start first with the new moon, because maybe the translators maybe put this out of sequence just to throw you off the track. And, you know, our mind is so conditioned that things and read things, and then suddenly the revelation comes. And the Bible says without a revelation, the people will perish. You got to see this. It has to come to you in a spiritual setting, and then you must follow the examples of the scriptures, and we're going to pinpoint 72 of them with a $10,000 reward for any other example other than what is noted in the Bible. The number one of my chart system that I send out to people, and we design our calendar every year along with some more of the Sabbath groups that are in Lunar, and we confer back and forth with each other to make sure that we've got the truth on the time charts. If you'll go to Ezekiel 46:1 and apply the principle of the chart, you can't go wrong. Now, if the new moon starts the first of the month, then it should be the gate of the inner court that looketh east shall be opened on the new moon. That's the way it should start out. But in a confusing way, now you have to sort through this and put it in proper perspective or in proper numerical order, because we're not going to start counting. That's very important. And as the old saying goes, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And so man has figured out a lie to set a hang on your wall to give you a false time of worship. And most of the world observes the Gregorian calendar. You ever notice that if it's Monday in the United States, it's Monday in Germany? Yeah, that's why that all nations have come on board and adopted this teaching of the Catholic Church, which is the whore that corrupted the whole earth. And Judaism is no better, because they come along and say, well, we keep the seventh day on that calendar that Pope Gregory devised. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that means that they're saying to you, and if you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property for you down in Arizona. But the way things are going, that might be a bad bet, because it might be wet in Arizona before this thing's over with. With the way the earth's reeling to and fro like a drunken man, and everything out of sort. And the times have been changed deliberately, purposely. There is a conspiracy to take you out of the timeline. It shall be opened in the new moon. That begins day one. Now, let's look at Numbers 29 and verse 1. This is just one of the many examples that we could get into the new moon, and we'll get into that later. But I'll just cite this one example for you. That it calls the new moon a holy day, a non-working day. Now, if the new moon and four Sabbath days are non-working, that takes 5 days out of the month that you can't work. Now, if there is a change in the moon, in other words, if there is a time difference or discrepancy, then it comes into play that they may be as many as two dark days in the moon, and possibly three as if you include the Sabbath, because the 29th is always a Sabbath. And we're working on a 30-31 day example, and we're working on a 12 or a 13 month interchangeably, depending on the year. And you say, well, that's too complex for me, Pastor Buddy. Well, let me simplify it for you. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23. From one new moon. See, now they get it right there. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath. Now, that's a difference of 6 days in between the two. And that's what it says in Ezekiel 46:1. Thus saith Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days. Now, any way you cut it through the month, when there is a total of 6 working scheduled days in that month, the temple doors would be shut the 6 working days. That means that when the temple doors were shut, it was a work day. And nobody stopped in to lollygag around. It wasn't no Sabbath. But when a Sabbath day came, or a new moon came, them doors opened. And that means that the beacon, or the sentinel, if you will, the time frame, it was just like a set of shutters out in space, like, it's actually like the lunar. I look at it as a shutter. The way the Navy sends messages from one ship to another, the old-fashioned way, was the light system. And that's what the lunar is. It's a light system devised not by man, but by the wisdom and the ingenuity of Yahweh Himself, that He prescribed 6 working days and the door or the light system to be shut, to be dark. And when it opened, then they would come and worship me from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another. Well, if we look at one new moon as being a non-working day according to Numbers 29:1, it was to be observed as a non-working day. Who observes in the financial system that's designed by those who have figured to take you out of Yahweh's timeline, to get you over into the Babylonian system, which is a system of confusion?
Well, if you live down in Australia, it's down under, and the day starts over there before it starts over here, and so on and so forth. And if I'm on the international date line in one city, and it runs through on Saturday on one side, and it's Friday on the other, or Sunday on the other. You see the confusion? You see Babylon? It smacks of Babylon. And the Bible says that they would think. That's a premeditated thought. You see, in Yahweh's court, these criminals that have done this will receive a great damnation that have taken Yahweh's people out of His timeline from one new moon to another. Isaiah 66:23, compared to Ezekiel 46:1, put in proper perspective, the new moon opens the door. Now, after the new moon, it closes. Well, no wonder in Amos 8:5, they were complaining. Who were? Were the world's complaining? No. World wasn't complaining. The world never has recognized Yahweh's time system. They've always been contrary to it and calling it a burden. Well, I hear it all the time. Well, I just can't keep that old lunar Sabbath like you say you ought to, Pastor Buddy, because, glory to God, I work at General Motors. Well, it looks like General Motors is in financial trouble, and maybe now that the Creator is causing the people of the world to set up and take notice simply because they have broken His laws, which He claimed to be a delight, and they called it a burden, turned their feet away from keeping Yahweh's ways and days and times and seasons to keep their own, or to go back to establish their own righteousness, turning themselves away from Yahweh's righteousness and turning themselves into sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Now, no wonder He said, come out of her, my people. Come out for what reason? And you know, most Christians that are Seventh-day Adventist, you know, it's so easy to debate. We've seen so many Seventh-day Adventists, after they find out the true calendar, come out of Saturday. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that day one started thousands of years ago, and it went through its cycle, and then they have kept that day exactly, somebody has, kept it exactly, day 7 as a rest day, and they rested, and no intermission
no changing, no perversion, no lies. And it would take more faith to believe in a system of permanent 7-day cycle system that has been kept accurate. You would be a raving lunatic to believe that. With all of the time changes that the Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendar itself has gone through, you would be a raving lunatic to believe that they know what day the seventh day comes, and it comes on a Gregorian calendar mechanism designed in the 14th century, not at day one of ancient history or biblical history. Ladies and gentlemen, you see the enormity, the complexity, the error of the wicked, and the belief system that you've been caused to believe a lie and be damned? When we have given you a $10,000 reward to pinpoint any weekly Sabbath any other day than by the moon. 1:15:22 and 29 is the appropriate times. The new moon is not a Sabbath, but it was an unwork day. It's not called a Sabbath. It's called a holy day to Yahweh. It was a day that Yahweh wanted Jim to come to the temple and to do things for him. It was a charity day, in other words. We find that on the new moon, they reared up the tabernacle. Or they did this or they did that concerning Yahweh's worship center. Not to do your own delight, not to work and for wages. Now, it's all right to work on the Sabbath around your house to mend your needs, to feed your animals. It's not restricted that you can't do nothing. I've got into these Pharisee holy people, sacred name people. A lot of them are like this. Well, you can't burn no electricity on the Sabbath day because you're having to pay for it. Glory to God. I said, well, do you unhook yours? Well, no, I can't, but we don't turn the stove on. Well, do you cut all your, you unplug all your appliances? Because they've got lights on them and they're burning electricity and you have to pay for that. Well, no, but technically speaking, is what's got it took the joy out of the Sabbath. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, didn't they kill a man for working on the Sabbath? And if that's the case, now, glory to God, there'd be a lot of people getting killed today because God would kill them if they were keeping the wrong Sabbath. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the man that was gathering sticks was a commercial wood gatherer. And it was on the Sabbath that he went out to gather his sticks, not to light his fire to keep his family warm. Because that wasn't against the law. The joy of the Sabbath was to rest and to recuperate and to worship Yahweh. Now you couldn't do that sitting in a cold tent out on a desert and it frigid in the month of January, December, and it's just as cold over there to them as they wandered in the desert keeping the Sabbaths. It wasn't wrong to light a fire. It wasn't wrong to gather wood to keep that fire going. It was wrong for them to gather it for commercial gain. And therein is what was wrong. Now, you say, well, what about the example when they lit the fire? Well, the same reasoning applies. It wasn't wrong for them to bake them some bread on the Sabbath. That was what it was for you to celebrate the Sabbath. Go ahead and do that. If you need to, light your fire, turn your electricity on your stove and cook you a meal on the Sabbath day. That's no problem. But when you cook food to take it out on the first work day and sell it, then that was what was wrong. This was a commercial baker who was lighting his ovens up to make bread, to get a jump start on the competition, so to speak, and they caught him doing this commercially, and they killed him, which was fair. That way, there was no schism in the body. everybody observed the rules with liberty and joy. You see, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Christ alluded to this in the New Testament when they condemned his disciples for carrying a burden. The man that he healed carried his bed out, and the Pharisees jumped all over him because he carried a burden on the Sabbath. It's not wrong for you to go get you a pail of water or to move your bed from one area to the other. That's not breaking the Sabbath. Because Christ said, which of you hypocrites, having an animal, do you not loose him, or don't you carry a bag of feed over to feed them on the Sabbath day? And every one of them is guilty. And he shut their mouth. You see, there's ways that they penalize the truth to make it seem like a burden, when in actuality, the Sabbath is a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Especially, it's made for you to have a home on high. As it's recorded in Isaiah 66, verse 23. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come and worship before me, saith Yahweh. In the new kingdom. So let me tell you what kind of a system that you're going to have to observe in the new kingdom. Now, you might not be doing it now. You might not be observing it now. But there is coming a time, if you get into the new kingdom, you're going to have to do this. And I don't see you getting there if you don't keep his commandments. Because if you say you love him and won't keep his commandments, which is a joy to keep them, not a burden, then you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. You say, well, I've kept Sunday all my life, Lord God, and I've been blessed, Lord God. Maybe you've been going to be blessed right up to the last day when you miss heaven. Now, you call that a blessing? When you are denied entrance? Because if you read the 24th verse of Isaiah 66, relating to Ezekiel 46, 1 and 2, that says, Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut to 6 working days. Who uses that system? Nobody but the ruler. Nobody. We're the only ones that can proudly say, with faith and joy, I say it with joy, unspeakable and full of glory, that Yahweh showed me this. I've told Brother Arnold, me and him are good friends, and I told him, I said, Brother Arnold, outside the name revelation, the Sabbath revelation was the greatest revelation that I've ever received. It is a day to delight yourself. It is a day to do no servile work for money, for gain. And the new moon is the day that it starts the 30-day count. And the lunar will beacon you if you work 6 days by keeping the first day holy, that's the new moon, and by then working 6 days, that'll automatically bring you to the 8th day of the month. That's the Sabbath day. And the Bible, as we're going to show you in part 2 of our teaching on the 8th day, we're going to show you that the 8th day, not the 7th day. You say, well, the Bible says you keep the 7th day, Pastor Buddy, and you're out of sequence. No, you're not. It's the 7th day from reckoning the first work day. Because you're going to work 6 days, and if you keep it holy, you're going to keep the 7th day on the time frame after working 6 days. But if you include the first day of the new moon, that's 8 days, and that's why he said to keep the 8th day holy, to keep the 15th day. And I've proved to you time in and time out that both of the major festivals, the one of the Passover and the other of the ingathering, or tabernacles as it's called, both of those started on the 15th day, both of them, which is the mid month, the 15th day, the starting point. And as we told you, that the first evidence provided of the weekly Sabbath was in Exodus chapter 16. And if you go and look at it, count forward or backward from the starting day, and it gives you the very day of what it called in Scripture, was made known to Moses in Exodus 16, and it was connecting the moon to the 22nd day of the month. The 22nd day. Now that's provable. And so then, why does people try to climb up some of the way? In the day of reckoning in Isaiah chapter 22 through 24, read those scriptures here closely and then read Enoch and put the new moon the first day. Then work 6 days. And then a Sabbath day. And then work 6 days. And a Sabbath day. And work 6 days. And a Sabbath day. You will have your proper days aligned according to the plan of Yahweh, which would give you exactly the time of his appointments. And oh, it's joy. It's a delight. No wonder that Yahweh called it a delight. It's a time that he looks into the earth to see what the sons of men are actually doing. It's a time when Yahweh is calling on all of his people to remember his Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, I just can't wait for Wednesday night. I'll be on again Wednesday night at 9:30. And I'll be on Friday night at 10 p.m. with the Shepherd's Call. And we hope and trust that you will listen all 3 times this week. And I will give you 3 hours of teaching on the Sabbath. I've started on the 1-8-15-22 and offered a $10,000 reward for anybody can pinpoint another Sabbath day in biblical scripture history. Now, that should be fair. That's not unreasonable. And I've studied with men that are scholars. And I am so thankful that Yahweh has given me men of great scholar mind of biblical proportions. They're not in foolishness. They're not tied up in jokes. I can't remember one joke from another. I'm not against jokes. Things like that, but foolish jesting, you know, it's foolish. It's okay to have a good laugh, but not at someone else's expense. When you insult somebody or when you belittle somebody, especially those of the faith, you shouldn't do that. Give yourself to reading and to studying and to praying and to fasting. That's the whole duty of man, to love Yahweh and to keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, wise verse. Love Yahweh and keep his commandments. Now, his commandments are not grievous. They're joy unspeakable, and they're full of glory. Oh, my. How I have praised my Heavenly Father so many times. And I think about the times that Israel murmured against him for having to do what I'm doing. Or maybe that you're doing, if you're keeping lunar. There's a scripture that I quoted, I brought up, and haven't quoted yet, but I will, as I close out. Here's tonight's message in the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 5. When will the new moon be gone? Well, under the present system, today it doesn't matter. They wouldn't have to murmur and complain about it. And when will the Sabbath pass that we can buy and sell? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the new moon started their count. They had to keep the new moon. They couldn't sell nothing. And they couldn't do no servile labor. They could work in the temple or charity toward Yahweh. They could do that. But it wasn't considered a Sabbath. A Sabbath, you only get a Sabbath after you work 6 days. So the new moon begins that month, 6 days working, and then you'll keep the 8th day. And that's where I will start next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday night. I will begin on the 8th day. Oh, it's a joy to preach about the 8th day. We're the only people who can preach the eighth day. The Seventh-day Adventists can't preach an eighth day because their week ends on the seventh day of the Gregorian calendar. But under Yahweh's lunar system, it don't end. It begins another cycle beginning, if you will, the ninth day. We can prove the ninth day exactly what, and the tenth day. We can prove that in scriptural terms, and we will. These are some of the pinpoint accuracies of determining by systematically defaulting from a starting date. You can count 6 days back, and you'll have to keep a Sabbath going forward or going backward in the month. And it's so mathematically, it's so wonderful. It's no wonder I call it a delight and a joy to have the liberty and the joy unspeakable and full of glory of keeping Yahweh's laws. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight about the series, The Sabbath, how to keep it. Now, we offer a booklet that our good brother, Brother Arnold, has written. And he's applied a lot of time and effort into this booklet. And we have contributed a lot of that to get this booklet out. That would pinpoint about 72 references. I think it's more like 80, but we'll pinpoint 72. And we'll get as many as those in on the pinpointing of the 3-hour message series that we're doing on the joy and the delight of the Sabbath. If you'd like to have this series along with the Sabbath booklet, you can write Pastor Buddy tonight at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. And I would be glad to send it. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on the 23rd day of March. Man, how we're moving along. And we're going to be in Passover Festival. I'll try to bring that up to you in a minute and tell you where and when. But if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight at area code 423-626-2172. Now, you're listening to Pastor Buddy on Worldwide Radio, WWRB 3.185, clear channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South, exclusively the home of the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. You won't find us anywhere on any other radio station except exclusively here on WWRB 3.185, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you'd like to call me, it's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you would like to go online and find the Shepherd's Call website with Pastor Buddy, Brother Bob is our webmaster down in Arkansas, and he, along with our website aide, is now putting up all of the messages of the last 5 or 6 years. It's incredible. Bob's already got these posted for you, and Bob has been very, very careful to make sure that all of our messages was made available to you at free of charge. That's how charitable this man is. He's worked tirelessly and at his own expense to make sure that we get this website up and running with posted messages. And you can hear messages like on the Sabbath that I'm teaching. Already posted up there. And if you've got free time and you've got nothing to do, you can just download the website. That's oneyahweh.com. Now, of course, www, the World Wide Web, oneyahweh.com. That's all you got to have, oneyahweh.com. It'll take you up to our website. You can look at the archive on the messages or the printed form. And soon we're going to have many pages. We've already got about 10 or 12 pages posted, and it would take you right now a month to read everything online that we've got there. It would take you many, many months to listen, if you listen nonstop, to listen to all the audio messages up there. And we do that for your benefit, that we would not be charged, because we are in charge and charged with the responsibility with the Shepherd's Call Ministry, and everybody that holds my hands up are participants and helps me to provide radio time. So you, they're charitable. They want me to spend their tithes and offerings they send me to help you to understand this message. And ladies and gentlemen, if we didn't love you, we wouldn't be here. We would be out there in the world, loving the world, and teaching the tradition of Saturday or Sunday. You know, it gets a crowd, but it don't get any truth. Remember, St. John chapter 4, verse 24. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see that my old time has come and gone, and here's the key on the mountain. Get you a chart of the true Sabbath and keep it holy. I'll see you Wednesday night on WWRB 3.185. I love you, and Yahweh bless you.